Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And it looks like to us people have new policies this year, didn't have one last year. About half got them through the exchanges, but about half didn't. They either got them through employers or something they don't define as an exchange, like Medicaid, or they bought a policy on the open market. And I think that's important. And also to flip it around, which I think is interesting, we isolated people who got policies through the exchange, and then we discovered that about half of those were replacement policies. And so the exchanges worked, but about half of the people who went to the exchanges and got insurance were not getting it for the first time, but used it as replacement policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say one thing we've learned is I was at a meeting with a bunch of people working in this arena yesterday in Washington. It's very complicated. A lot of people don't know exactly where they get their insurance. You know,
right.
Medicaid, well, I'm not sure if it's Medicaid or not. Since
right.
I'm reading the Census Bureau changed their question. So I have to say all these are estimates. But the more you look into it, the more you see how complicated all this health insurance business is. That's just an aside.
It's very complicated. Would you agree that the Affordable Care Act has not made it less complicated?
Well, the Affordable Care Act, I think anybody would agree, is not a simple piece of legislation.
Yeah.
Isn't it 2,000 pages or whatever?
Well, it's 2,000, but how many pages of regulations now are out there? And from a small business standpoint, I have to say, Frank, standing up for my small business owners, the majority of small business owners do not like this law. So for whatever that's worth, the people who create over half the U.S. economy and employ over half of the employees, the preponderance of the research I've done and that other people have done is small business owners don't like it.
Yeah, it's very hard these days to pass simple legislation.
Yeah. Hey,
you
Frank.
You can't just pass a one-page piece of legislation.
Gallup.com, will you come back another day? You got a lot more to teach us.
Be happy to talk with you.
Thank you.
Much.
Dr. Frank Newport, ladies and gentlemen, with Gallup. He'll be an important resource for us in the future. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.